Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, hold on, stand by.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz on Saturday, February 11th. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. My co-host Mike is on his way to Alvin Keel's Jazz Affair of the Heart this weekend, so we will not be talking to him today. But let me welcome to the chat room Carol, Joe from Germany, and Hair Talk. Welcome. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Lloyd Gregory's name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with our guest Lloyd, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Guitarist Lloyd Gregory joins us to talk about his fifth album, Gentle Warrior, on Stanley Clark's Roxborough Entertainment Group label. Stanley says Lloyd's music reminds him of a modern-day Wes Montgomery. Lloyd, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, I would first like to start off with you joining Stanley's label. Did he discover you or did someone refer you to him?
That's a good question. I guess Stanley discovered me. We've known each other for many years.
Okay. So how did he approach you to sign on to his label?
Well, Stanley and I had been talking about doing some work together for a long time, and on my last record, I asked Stanley to work with me on a song, and he started to, but things came up and it didn't happen. And he was always really enthused about my very first record, one called Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's always wanted to do a record with me or for me or whatever, however that works. And when he got his label, he said, we're going to do a smooth jazz record. So that's how it ended up. So when I go down to L.A., I used to stay at his house, and I used to practice my guitar out on the porch and hang out with him and his dogs and just practice my guitar. So he knew my playing very well. And
okay.
So when he put the label together, he decided, okay, we'll do this.
Okay. And how involved was he on this Gentle Warrior CD?
He was very involved. I produced a lot of it myself, along with my production team, a person named Felton Pilot that was with a group called Confunction. And my nephew, whose name is Derek McKinney, who does a lot of movie soundtracks. And we worked on stuff, and then everything went through Stanley's, I say, his ears, or however you say it, and he just, you know, made sure stuff was as good as it could be, and if he had any suggestions, he helped. And then toward the end, he became more hands-on in the development of the project.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we did a duet. One is a song called Desert Wind, and then another one called A Moment in Time, and he played on a song called Zulu. He actually played on that also. And,
okay.
He just, you know, how you put everything together, and then he brings it home.
That's right. All right, and I saw a post on Facebook on your page yesterday that you're going to be opening for him in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
At Yoshi's in San Francisco, right.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I should have paid more attention to the date stamp on that post. I thought that was coming up. So, All right. So tell us about Gentle Warrior, and why did you name it that?
I was on the road with Oscar Brown Jr. many years ago, and my roommate at the time, after we came back off the road, he was calling me a gentle warrior, told people that I was a gentle warrior. So when we did the song, it just kind of, that's what the song said, you know, gentle warrior. And so then when it was decided to name the record, we named the record after that, because that kind of describes me being a martial artist and a musician at the same time.
Okay. All right. And now, how long have you been a martial artist?
Oh, 40 years.
Really? Okay. So yeah. You can kick somebody's butt, huh?
No, I'm too old. If they jump on me, I'm going to fall down and beg for mercy.
No, I'm sure you still have a little kick in you. You can do something, I'm sure.
Actually, I teach guitar lessons at the karate studio.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. If all else fails, yeah, you can always hit them over the head with the guitar.
Like El Cabong. Remember him?
Yes. Okay. So now, Gentle Warrior is your fifth album. And I read that your second album is also on Stanley's. This is your second album on Stanley's label. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. Gentle Warrior, well, actually... the first one was named Lloyd Gregory, and then we re-released it and named it Gentle Warrior.
Okay. Now, are albums one through four or three available? Are they still available for purchase?
I'm not sure. I think there are still some out there, yeah.
Okay. All right.
The first one is Wonderful. The second one is Only For You. And then there was Solo Guitar, where I played just jazz tunes, solo guitar, and then there's Free Fallin'.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Gentle Warrior.
Now, I did see Solo Guitar on Amazon.
Right.
So that one's there. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's listen to some music. Now, Haiti, from what I'm told, was the first single released on this song, the CD?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll start with that one. Tell me about that.
When you're in the studio, songs have a tendency to take their own life, and if you allow them to flow the way that they start flowing, then they take their own life. It's like a child. They grow up. You know, you try to direct them, but they grow up on their own. And that started out as a rock anthem and ended up being more of a reggae. Well, we used to call it the reggae song, and it just went in that direction. And... after the things that happened in Haiti, I just named it Haiti for, you know, in respect to the people in Haiti.
Okay. So this CD is called Gentle Warrior. It is available on Amazon, but you can also find it on Lloyd's website, lloyd-gregory.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_Gregory. And also check him out on Facebook as well. All right, this is Haiti.
Thank you.
All right, that was Haiti from Lloyd Gregory's CD Gentle Warrior. Now, Lloyd, you play both acoustic and electric guitar. How long have you been playing guitar?
I guess since I was about 10 years old. As far as I can remember, I've been playing electric guitar. No, I've been playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Electric or acoustic, yeah.
Okay, and how did you come to, at 10 years old, what was your interest in?
My interest was, at the time, I think when I was 5, I started with piano, and I thought that I want to play piano for a living. And my mom was like, no, we would just want you to learn it for enjoyment. And then the piano teacher left, and I started playing other orchestra instruments, because during that time, you had orchestra in the schools, in elementary school, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could learn instruments, which is really sad now because they've taken all of that out of the schools.
It's true.
But back there, you know, back during that time, you know, you learn music in schools. You had choir and you had orchestra and band, and you learn instruments. So, like, I came up starting in elementary school learning music. And then walking home from school, I saw a guitar in the window one time and begged my mother for a guitar. So for Christmas, I think she got me a guitar. And so I played piano, guitar, cello, and drums, and trombone, and I just kind of gravitated. We put a little band together in junior high school, and one of my friends that played guitar learned some Curtis Mayfield licks, and was showing me the Curtis Mayfield licks, because I guess that was when Gypsy Woman was out, and some of those, you know, so like, and I just liked that, the way he played. And so I just kind of gravitated to the guitar, and later on it just kind of became my instrument.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Curtis Mayfield, and I read that you eventually had an opportunity to work with him. What was that like?
Well, I was with the Natural Four when they came up,
uh-huh.
And when they got signed to Curtis, I was their musical director, so I ended up in the studio with Curtis, just hanging out with him, and got a chance to suggest me and Curtis and the engineer, and got a chance to get to know Curtis very briefly. But, I mean, a person like that, just knowing him very briefly was a wonderful, wonderful experience. He was really a very gentle, gifted. Well, most of those gifted people are very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that, you know, like, he was very gentle and gifted and prolific human being.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just it was more than an honor just to be in his presence.
Okay. Now, I read an interview where you were speaking of a teacher of yours named Warren Nunes. And Warren told you to don't listen to guitar players, listen to horn players.
Where did you find that? That's interesting. Wow.
And piano players. So what was the lesson there?
Why was he saying that?
Yeah.
Well, basically because it's very interesting because, see, guitar, like I said, I studied music in school and I was in the orchestra. Guitar was not an instrument that was taught in the schools back there because it wasn't considered a real instrument. So anybody that learned to play the guitar learned by ear.
Mm.
And your pianists always started out playing classical music. So they had a lot of facility, and then when they really learned how to play and when they started playing jazz, they learned, you know, a lot more about the theory of music and the understanding of the theoretical aspect of music, where guitar players just learned to play by ear by copying records and stuff. So a lot of guitar players were basically pentatonic players, which is a 5-note scale,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we learn, you know, like the blues and, you know, we learned a couple chords and whatever we could pick up by ear. But your piano players were studied musicians, and if they became accomplished, you know, they had been to school, they'd studied, they had a lot of knowledge, where guitar players were just, you know, doing the best they could on the hoof. So he was like, you know, listen to piano players, listen to horn players, people that are playing as opposed to just, you know, playing with which you can pick up off of records. But then again, at the same time, you have to listen to records too. So,
mm-hmm.
but he was, you know, and then when I, after studying with Warren And he played different, and what he was teaching was different. And then one day I heard Charlie Parker, and I was like, oh, that's what he's teaching us.
Mm.
And I was like, wow. Because all of a sudden, you know, it all came to focus.
And you know, that's interesting because we've interviewed artists that play other instruments other than a piano, but they will tell us that when they're writing music, they will start with the piano.
Right.
To write their music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most musicians, a lot of musicians play piano, and I recommend, you know, that you learn the piano. I tell my students, you know, that learning the piano, learning the basics, because the piano, you cover, you know, you have the bass clef and the treble clef, and the piano, you learn both clefs. Most instrument, you either play in the bass clef or the treble clef, mm-hmm. which is, treble clef is above middle C, the bass clef is below middle C, if you know about that. But with piano, you cover the whole scope, and the pianists are the ones that are your arrangers, your composers, because they have that whole, all of the orchestra instruments are within the realm of the piano player's access, and that's basically the only instrument that has complete access. All other instruments have limitations. Piano goes way down and way up as far as pitch is concerned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's a good lesson for all of you artists out there. As in the words of Warren Nunes, don't listen to guitar players, listen to horn players and piano players. Great
well,
lesson.
Well, you can
there.
Listen to guitar players now because they've come up.
Uh-huh.
That was a long time ago. Guitar players, you know, you have guitar players teaching in the universities now, and, you know, it's much different than it was back there in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, you had guitar players back there like Charlie Christian, who kind of changed the course of guitar playing,
mm-hmm.
who was a piano player that said, wow, piano players can do this. Why can't I do this on the guitar? But he started out as a piano player, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you have people like Stanley Jordan, who plays the guitar like a piano. You know, he's both hands, you know, call it tapping. He plays both hands on the neck of the guitar as opposed to one hand picking the guitar and the other hand fretting the guitar. He frets with both hands, so he plays it like a piano, but also he's a really great piano player.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, guitarists now have elevated themselves to the point where they're really playing. They, you know, guitar players now are scale freaks, as you call it. They know all the different scales. They know the theory. They know music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in the beginning, you know, like I said, there were no real schools of guitar unless you learned classical guitar.
And now, and
everything was done by ear.
You say that you teach. How old are your students? Do you have young students that you teach?
Oh, I have a couple of kids, but I have a lot of grown-ups. In fact, my students are in the other room right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to another song. I'm going to start with go with track number one, Brazilian Sea. Tell me about this one.
That was a song written by Sonny Paxson, which is another artist on Stanley's label. And it was just a beautiful song. And I heard it. I wanted to do it. She said, okay, here. And so Felton and I worked on it, and then a good friend of mine who's very, very well known in the disco arena, Jeannie Tracy,
mm-hmm.
Sang on it. And I just think it's a nice song. It's a beautiful song.
I agree. This is Brazilian Sea from Lloyd Gregory's Gentle Warrior CD. like that. That is Brazilian Sea from Lloyd Gregory's Gentle Warrior CD. Now, I'd like to read a couple of reviews on this CD. Music magazine Minor Seventh Acoustic Review, Acoustic Music Review says, Lloyd expertly fuses soul, pop, and jazz, forging a hybrid that is both enjoyable and intellectually stimulating. Gentle Warrior is such a wonderful smooth jazz offering at a time when the format needs reminding of its mission and purpose, which is to create a lifestyle vibe with relevance and integrity, and that was from Sandy Shores. Lloyd, what is your take on the state of smooth jazz?
The state of smooth jazz? You know, it's interesting. When I started recording in this arena, it was called contemporary jazz, and then it became smooth jazz, and then all of a sudden, it became corporate.
Yes.
And then it became, how do you say, kind of limited. Because the big stations that had the contemporary jazz that were now the smooth jazz stations seemed to be owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, that company, because it was regulated by a particular company, I guess it was a consultant firm or something,
mm-hmm.
you know. We all know the names of people, but I
yes.
won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And they dictated almost the formats and who was getting played and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, they decided, well, they're not getting their revenue streams as intense as they like, so they just cancel all the smooth jazz stations across the country. And I think that was a travesty because, you know, there's the smooth jazz and there's the mainstream jazz, and that's where the music is. And so, like, now internet radio and the other stations, which you have the college stations, you have, you know, the independent stations, which the certain political factors are trying to eliminate, you know, politically, you know. And this is a music, and, you know, being a musician for as long as I've been, you know, it's very, very hard to make a living playing music. Because there was a time when I was making good money, then all of a sudden disco came in.
Mm.
And then there was something else that happened. And then, you know, but the guys that are out there spending their time and spending years and years and years to develop their craft, you know, they still need to make a living doing that, or they have to do something else. And it's not fair to, you know, have spent all of this time developing your craft and trying to be good at it and then not being able to survive doing it
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because of politics based off of information from bankers. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, do you agree with me on that one?
Oh, yes, yes. And we've heard it, you know. I know who you're talking about, and I totally agree. You know, we have to keep it going, and we try our best to keep it going by, you know, continually attending the concerts and the festivals and purchasing the music and doing shows like this. There are other shows like this on Blog Talk Radio that interview the artists, and so we try to keep the artists and your music in the forefront, and we try to keep it out there for the fans. And we, you know, we try to let them know who's new and what's coming up and who's coming out and new music and all of that. So we're trying.
You know, it's very interesting. Like you say, the concerts are selling out.
Yes.
And
yeah.
And then at the same time, radio, you know, is not giving the smooth jazz the nourishment, for lack of a better word, that it needs in the public's eye, because everybody in their offices, every, you know, that's what they turn on. They listen to smooth jazz. You know, it's getting played, but it has to, you know, come from the internet, or it has to come from, you know, it doesn't seem to be a mainstream thing anymore.
And have you listened to radio lately? Where I've listened to radio and really there's nothing really interesting to listen to. It's mostly, you know, there's a couple of urban stations out there, but it's really now starting to become mostly talk radio, I've noticed. So, yeah, the radio industry itself is just really changing outside of the formats flipping, but really it's just going from music, it seems, to talk, from what I'm listening to.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk radio. There's a lot of, but as with music, the environment changes. So, you know, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be heard. And you guys are doing a wonderful job by, exposing the populace to it, because it needs to be heard. And but like we say, the environment changes. It's changing. A lot of stuff is on the internet now,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the people gravitate to, so they can hear the music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, let's talk about some of these artists that you have recorded and are toured with. So tell us about some of these.
Oh, name one.
Well, I see that you've recorded with Martha Reeves, MC Smooth, Freddie Stewart of Sly and the Family Stone. And you've also performed with Rodney Franklin, George Duke, Gerald Albright, Lenny Williams. And speaking of Lenny Williams, I saw on Music Choice channel here that he has a new CD out.
He does?
Yes.
Lenny's my friend. I've known Lenny for years.
Yeah, it's called Still in the Game. And it's really, from what they played, the song that they played is really nice. Really nice.
Lenny's a class act. I like Lenny. We've done several benefits trying to help people, you know, and Lenny's always come up, and he's just a wonderful human being and a very classy gentleman. There's not enough I can say about Lenny.
Okay.
He's cool with me. That's all I can say. And we talked about doing some collaborations together, and maybe one day we'll do that.
Yes, Lenny Williams of Tower Power. He has a new CD. Okay, and Frida Payne, you've also worked with the Dells, Lloyd Fulsom. Now, you've worked with a lot of artists and toured and played, even been musical director for the Ballads, and you mentioned Natural Four and Jesse James as well. So who
right.
would you like to work with that you haven't?
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to Stanley about I would love to play with him and Lenny. Because they just groove, you know. When I go listen to Stanley play, like when I opened for him, I just sat in the audience, listened to him, and that groove that he has, he's just, I just like to get inside that groove. I got a chance to play with him and George Duke once, and that was so refreshing. It was just, and we just walked on stage and started playing together, and no rehearsal, nothing, and I didn't know what they were playing, but playing with Stanley, he just led me to the changes, and it was just so easy to play with him. You know, it was just wonderful.
Oh, good.
And, he's such a humble guy and such a brilliant person. And I think I would like to spend some time with George Benson. A lot of my friends know him.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk so highly of him as a human being. And Stanley talks about him so highly, and I would love to spend some time with him and just hang out and play some with him and stuff like that. I would love to do that. I think that would be like being in heaven.
Yeah. Now, you said that you guys did a duet together on your CD. It's called Desert Wind.
Desert Wind, right.
Okay. All right, I'm going to play that one next.
Okay.
All right, this is Desert Wind. Thank you. Wow, Desert Wind, duet with Stanley Clark and Lloyd Gregory. That is on Lloyd's CD, Gentle Warrior. Very nice, very nice. So, now, I saw on your website that you host a radio show. Are you still doing that?
No, I used to host a TV show.
Oh, it's a TV show. Okay.
Right. And, okay. No, I'm not still doing that. I would like to actually do some more of that because it was, I was learning so much from it. I was like, wow, you know, this is really cool. But it was about black music in America. That was the name of it. And we kind of started it. And what we were doing was tracing the different idioms of black music from slavery to present. And I had a chance to deal with some educators, you know, a couple of college professors that taught the history of a form of music. And, you know, we did jazz, a couple of different programs on jazz, the blues, and I was going to get somebody that knew the gospel and just see how, you know, how the music came about and how, you know, it just, and where, you know, like how the blues ended up coming out from Kansas, you know, it kind of came from, you know, it went to Kansas City, New Orleans, and went up to Chicago, and, you know, and it was just so much information that I was learning and trying to share that needed to be shared about our music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was just really blessed to just have the opportunity to expose people to that information.
Wow. And that didn't, and that, what happened? Did it get canceled?
Well, I was doing it through a public access station through Comcast. And then, you know, Comcast kind of closed down its public access TV stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And a friend of mine, we'd done a lot of video stuff together. And, you know, they just closed it down. He lost his job. So it just kind of dissipated into something else.
Oh,
you know how some stuff you start and it just kind of dissipates.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
It's just one of those things, yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that. All right. So now, where are you performing next?
I'll be in Oakland in May. I know about one gig there. They're bringing stuff in now as we speak. Okay. I'm usually doing a solo gig in a steakhouse in San Francisco. It's called John's Grill, and that's like my day job.
Okay.
You know, I go there and I play, and it's good. I get paid to practice. And, you know, that's kind of cool. And then every so often, like I've been telling everybody, I'm getting ready to put the band back together, like the Blues Brothers. We're going to get the band back together. We're going to get the band back together, you know.
Okay.
But I have this fantastic band, and I'm just looking for some venues to, because it's a 7-piece band. And it's just, you know, just great, great players. And they've been with me for a long time. So we're working on some touring things and, you know, trying to get, so I can pull my band back together and get it out there and show the people. Because it's like when I play with my band, I get so excited about playing with them. I just sit back and listen to them play because all of them are great, great players. And they've been with me a long time, and we just have so much fun playing together.
Okay.
So we'll be coming out pretty soon.
A Gentle Warrior came out in 2011.
Are
you working on new music?
You know, it's interesting. I have a lot of new concepts in my mind right now, and I'm getting ready to start putting them down and beginning the process. You know, you have to... music is about life, and you have to live a certain amount of life, and then you have a story to tell based off of what you've lived, and that's where my music comes from. So I do have some stuff that I'm getting ready to put down and start working on.
Okay. Well, great. I'll look forward to hearing that. Great.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, is there anything else you would like the listeners to know about Lloyd Gregory?
Well, if you haven't picked up my record, it would be wonderful for you to get it. It would, you know, it would really make me feel good that you are listening to it, because I made it so that it can be heard. I made it, you know, to share. And like I said, you know, it's based off of my life experience. And like I said, it's something to be shared. I'm giving my music to the world, and so I'd like people to get it because there's some stuff in there that I think is just really soothing to the spirit, like the song, for instance, Gentle Warrior, which sometimes I listen to that, and if you turn it up real loud, it brings me to tears. It's just such a beautiful piece of work to me. I love listening to it. And, you know, it's just, runs the full gamut. And then there's another piece that just is called A Moment in Time, which is about 42 seconds, which I just love this piece. I don't know, what can I say? I just love it.
Mm.
And this is, you know, sometimes you make a record and after you've made it, you don't want to listen to it anymore. But I love listening to this record. So I just want to share it with people.
Okay. I want to let you know, too, that I host another show called The Jazz Queen Show. It's a two-hour music show that airs every Friday on a Houston-based
uh-huh.
website. And in the first hour, I feature a CD. So I will be featuring your CD on February 24th, I believe.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah. I believe
appreciate it. That.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. My pleasure. So I think it's going to be the 24th. I'll be featuring
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, it'll be February 24th. That's a Friday. So I'll put the link on your Facebook page and all of that, and the CD will be played in its entirety.
Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
Sure, you're welcome.
Very
no?
kind of you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, I do thank you for allowing me to be on your show and talking to me and playing my music. You know, I feel blessed. From, you know, this experience here.
Well, it is my pleasure that you give us, you know, you gave us the opportunity to speak with you. So thank you for sure. Definitely thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great day. And
we
definitely will be, promoting the CD and getting folks out there listening to it and hopefully get some purchases as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your show today. And I wish you all the best and continuing in trying to expose the world to the artists that are putting their life's work on wax. I guess you don't call it wax anymore, do you?
What is it called? What do you call that stuff now?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's still a record, but, you know, the medium is different.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Yeah, but it's a piece of your life's work. You know, you work, you work, you work, you work, and then you put it on some kind of medium so other people can hear it
mm-hmm.
and go to it when they choose.
Right, exactly.
But I guess it's CDs now or MP3s or, you know, you got the digital domain now and, you know, and who knows, next year it might be a totally different situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just it moves so fast, yes, it moves so fast.
By the time you pay for your computer, it's outdated, right?
Exactly. You walk out the door, this... It's outdated.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have a great day. And again, I will let you know when I do the feature CD, send you the link to all of that. And thank you again.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I appreciate it.
Oh, you're
welcome.
And
wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was guitarist Lloyd Gregory. His CD is called Gentle Warrior. You can find that on his website, lloyd-gregory.com. Follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_Gregory and on Facebook. Hit him up on Facebook, send him a friend request. And as always, please support the artists and purchase their music. Continue to go to the concerts and the jazz festivals and the cruises. This is how they make their living, and this is how we show our support to them. And I'm going to close the show with the title track, Gentle Warrior. But let me go ahead and thank Bonnie Fan Carroll, Joe from Germany, the guest. Thank you all for joining us today. Tomorrow we are talking with the Pete Project. Their CD is called Does the Music Move You? So that is Pete Project, and they did a really nice remix of Brian Culberson's It's Time song, and you can see that video on YouTube. Really nice remix on that. So check that out. All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. From Lloyd Gregory's Gentle Warrior CD, here is the title track. Have a great day, everyone.
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.